Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
301-230-0980 is the number here on a Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up in about a half hour, our pal Nikki Javala of The Athletic going to join the program. We'll get her thoughts on the discourse that's going on right now. Everyone has something to say about the current quarterback of the Washington Commanders. Some good, some bad. Kurt Warner, if you're just now joining the program, with an extensive film breakdown last night. I'm going to retweet the link at NELL_BTP for you all to be able to check in on it. But 33 minutes of really hard analysis on the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, putting his performance against Seattle under the microscope. And I will continue to say this for those of you that are just now tuning in. If you're picking your kids up from aftercare or whatever, you get ready to go to practice, so on and so forth, we welcome you into the program. This notion that Jaden Daniels, because they're total extremes being taken on social media. There's a crop of you out there that think, oh, he's a bust, and I told you so. And I think those people were waiting for this opportunity. Then there are other folks that are saying, oh, my God, how dare you say anything about our Savior? I think the real commentary, the appropriate commentary, is somewhere in the middle here. Has he taken a step back from last year? Undeniably. Undeniably. He still, to me, though, has all of the traits, all of the tools, all of the capabilities to be the long-term answer here at quarterback. I don't want that to get lost in this at all. He has what it takes. It's very clear and obvious. We saw it for the better part of 20 weeks last year. Led this team to the conference title game. He showed the ability to play on time. He showed the ability to play on schedule. He showed the ability to take what the defense is giving him. Right now, though, it's not happening. Argue with somebody you love, not me. The question I have for you at 301-230-0980. One, do you have any concerns about JD5 moving forward? From a durability standpoint, from a performance standpoint, what's your thoughts on that? And then two, when he is medically cleared, should he play? Here is the head coach of the Washington Commanders speaking earlier today, because they're getting second opinions and so on and so forth on JD5. Here is Dan Quinn on whether or not he will return once he's cleared.
We are actually going through a final medical meeting today regarding, second opinions and that to put the plan together. So we should have an update for you here, the next day or so. Just being thorough through the whole process, like all the guys, to make sure all the opinions and then gather all the info and then make the decisions from there.
So Dan Quinn basically saying we're pushing off the decision about whether or not we're going to put him on IR, whether or not he's done for the year, until we get all of the opinions possible. Kevin Sheehan, who you can hear weekdays 10-1 right here on 980. According to his folks, this is more of a like 3 to 4 week injury. Jaden Daniels is not severely hurt to where he would have to miss the rest of the season. Kevin Sheehan put that out earlier this afternoon. toward the tail end of his program. So the injury, thank God, is not super severe. With that being the case, when he is cleared, I do want him to play. I think he needs the reps, point blank. And I think the issues that we saw with him on Sunday Night Football are a byproduct of him not getting the reps. Enough of me, though, man. We've been talking for an hour straight. I want to get to y'all calls. John is in Suitland leading us off. What's going on, John?
Looking in the bad house. Man, old man.
What up,
Bourbon
John?
Street. How you been doing, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street, man. I ain't talked to you in a long time, man. I kind of like, I forgot, man. What you asking everybody, man? I've been on this man radio so long, buddy.
Are there any concerns with you moving forward about Jaden Daniels from a durability standpoint, from a performance standpoint? And the second part of the question is, when he is cleared to return, should he play or should they just shut him down for the rest of the year?
Bourbon Street, like I told you last year, brother. How many teams in the NFL, my man? What is it, 31 teams?
32.
So it's 30 teams seen the film on him, right? I told you that he was not going to be like he was this year. And number two, he don't really have the weapons that he could really do what he want to do. And number three, like you said, when he get well, nah, man, I would not bring him back in there, man, because the season going to be over, man. What you think? The season going to be over, Bourbon Street.
Doesn't matter if the season's over, John. I think you got to give him the opportunity to get the reps. I totally disagree, though, with what John just said. I think his struggles are not have nothing to do with teams having tape on him. That's not it at all. That's just some made-up media jargon that we do. Everyone's got tape on everybody.
Yeah, I would agree. I think to your question, though, when you say you would actually want him out there getting reps, even if the season is lost kind of thing. And it just makes me think, because I feel like if people are going to agree with you that he should, you know, be going out there getting the reps and, you know, even though it's a lost season, when you think back or look back at, you know, Dan Quinn's decision to keep him in the game on Sunday night, even though they were down 31, they started that drive with 13 minutes left to go in the game. And Dan Quinn, he had communicated to the offense, this is going to be our last drive. And I think him leaving him out there was more so for him to build, get those reps that, you know, he had been missing, build some momentum going into this game against the Lions. So I'm going to be interested and fascinated to see, like, how callers respond, because if they agree with you that he should be going out there getting the reps, then don't be going on Dan Quinn on Sunday talking about his decision to leave him in the game, because those two things contradict one itself.
So I hear what you're saying, and I think you're onto something with it. But what I would push back and say is I wanted him out of the game at that point, because the game was clearly over. I want him getting competitive reps. Let me explain. When you're up 38-7, what type of defense are you playing? Soft, not trying to get beat over the top. You're not playing real coverage. I want to, even if the season is lost, from the outset of a football game, the defense is still going to be in their competitive state to where they're not giving things up underneath, just for the sake of doing it, because they don't want to get beat over the top. That is the difference, is what I would say.
But I think the difference also in that situation is, you talk about them being in a situation where they're winning. They were losing. I think most of the time, a winning team will pull their starters first. A losing team will probably, you know, let their starters go one more drive or two, and then pull them. They're not just going to concede with, like, you know, 15 minutes left to go in the quarter, or, you know, things of that nature. I think they're going to want to, you know, build, get something going so you can have some momentum going into that next game. You don't want to just, oh, we throw a pick, let's pull them. Like, I don't know.
I think he was dead wrong for his decision to leave him out there. And I'll continue to stand on that. But I also, maybe this is contradictory. I don't know. I don't care. I feel the way that I feel about it. Like, I didn't want him out there, but I do want him to return to action if he is healthy and cleared, no matter if they're out of playoff contention or not. Because I think those reps are invaluable in real competitive games. Now, if the game If the game ain't close, I wouldn't want him in there. I continue to say, and I hope I'm articulating this in the right way to where it's easy for everyone to understand. I want him to come back because I want to see him in a real competitive environment. That environment on Sunday was not competitive. It wasn't real. It was almost simulated football. It was.
But it's still reps, though, at the end of the day. It's live reps that you're getting.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you know, compare it to the preseason, if you want to do that, who's to say, you know, he's getting reps in the preseason and he's going against the second or third string? It's not the first team.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the style of defense that you see, though, when you're up or when you're down 30.
Fair.
Teams are playing 7-10 yards off, and you're just, if you really wanted to, you could just dink and dunk it the whole time. That's not real scenarios. I want him to be able to make those tight window throws or have attempts at those tight window throws. You ain't going to get that opportunity going up against a team that's up 30 is how I would put it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Phil is in Bowie. Wants to chime in. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's going on, man? I agree with the take with the game. I was like, he's taking off too fast. He's not staying in the pocket. But what drops are you talking about? He doesn't stay in the I think he was under center one time on Sunday.
When I say get to the top of the drop, I'm talking about even if they're in the shotgun, it's a three-step drop in their quick game. When you get to the top of the drop, the ball's got to come out. And it wasn't on Sunday.
I don't know. Yeah, but to your point, he should play once he's healthy. This is football.
Yeah.
He got to show he's tough. They got to get him reps to the second-year quarterback. But my concern is he has regressed somewhat. But now on his own, this whole team has regressed. This whole team sucks. So my concern is this coaching staff going to do what it takes to get him back, to get him back to where he needs to be? Because I don't know why Bill is still in there. They need to have Rodriguez in there so he can move the pocket, so he can move the pile. Seems like that guy's running to a brick wall, and that's it. Rodriguez, he's going to fall or push for 3 more yards after contact.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, he needs to be on the center. They need to do some bootleg. They need to get a moving pocket going. They need to call some more running back screens, something to get his confidence back up. Because he's not confident in these receivers on the field. And I don't know what Kingsbury is doing, but he's not. I'm quite sure he's seeing the same thing that Kurt Warner talked about. But what is he doing to fix it? What is he doing to get him back in rhythm?
But this is my thing, Phil. I don't know. He's not on Sunday, brother. And y'all got to know that, like, I'm not here to try to seem like I'm smarter than nobody else. I really love this team, bro. Like, I got my ass whooped as a kid over this team. Sneaking and cutting the TV on when I was on punishment. So don't act like I really got skin in the game. There's nothing Cliff could do about him getting to the top of his drop. He was missing routine stuff. There's really, like, Cliff is, I'm not saying they've simplified the offense. They're not running some sort of complex offense here. They're not. That's why they're able to call all their plays no huddle. Their plays are off of hand signals. It's not complex.
I got it. But like you said, he did it last year. He ran the offense as a rookie. Like we've never seen.
Maybe they're not coaching him hard enough. Maybe that's it.
But that's my point.
It's got to be something. I appreciate the call. I want you to line up on the phones, man. 301-230-0980. Any concerns with you about the durability of Jayden Daniels moving forward and his play moving forward? The second part of the question is this. Should they sit him or should he play when he is medically cleared? Your calls on that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Man, y'all on social media, boy. Hey, man. Y'all are a trip. 301-230-0980 is the number. Any concerns about JD5 moving forward from a durability standpoint or from a performance standpoint? Want your calls on that. Plus, when he is cleared, should Washington put him back in the lineup? Or should he sit for the remainder of the year? 301-230-0980 is the number. If you're just now joining us, I think he's got to play. I think he's got to play because the issues that we saw on Sunday are a byproduct to me of him not getting the necessary reps, him not having enough time on task. You all, though, trying to argue it up and down, like, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be real, right? This is not me trying to tweak out. This is not me trying to be overly critical. Jaden Daniels on Sunday Night Football held the offense back, brothers and sisters. He did. You cannot deny that. It is his job to play on time. When you're getting to the top of the drop and you're dipping your eyes and running, instead of throwing what the hell is out there in front of you, taking a completion, not getting bored with the routine play, that's you holding the team back. That's you holding the offense back. It is. How can you deny that? I don't get the lens in which some of y'all are looking at this through. Guess what? You can be critical of Jaden Daniels and still support him. I promise it's okay. The orange man ain't going to come down and put you across the seas. Ain't going to put you in a concentration camp if you say something like that. I'm telling you, what do I have... What do I have to be negative about? Why would I purposefully try to be negative about this? I'm telling you, and this isn't even, if you don't think I know anything, that's on you, and it ain't my job to try to get you to believe it. Kurt Warner's telling you. You telling me you know more than Kurt Warner? Huh? Hall of Famer at the position? You think he's got a personal vendetta against Jaden Daniels? The hell are y'all talking about? Let's go to Jermaine and Bowie. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Hold on, let me fall. Man, I am glad you are saying this, Linnell, because I felt the same way. I'm with you 100%, man. he's not playing. He's missing reads. He's not playing well. And I don't want to keep hearing this. He doesn't have anybody to throw it to. I watched Daniel Jones throw to no-name receivers this year, and they were covered. You know, when you put the ball where it's supposed to be, even if the receivers aren't getting a lot of separation, you can make decent throws.
Yes.
But he, like you said, he's pulling it down and he's running way too much. So, yeah, I think he's holding us back. I don't know what the problem is, and I'm a fan too. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the fix is.
I'm gonna tell you, Jermaine, what I think it is, and tell me if you agree. I feel like he's been hit so many times, dog.
Yeah.
That there is a reluctancy to hang in there. Because y'all know how to – y'all see the pocket. There are audible gasps that I make like 6 or 7 times throughout a game to where it looks like the DN rolled up on somebody's ankle or knee.
Right.
And I think with Jaden, he's not hanging in there. Man, this is the NFL. You got to make some big boy throws. You're going to get hit, right. Slim, point blank. Yeah. And if he would just hang in there and throw the ball on time, he's going to get hit, yes. But you would have 6 yards.
Yeah, I wanted to address that too. Yeah, that's a good point you bring. Let me say this. I'm with you there, but I mean, Jaden Daniels get hit. He's a tough dude.
Yes,
I seen him last year. Remember,
he was getting walloped.
Then flinch. So he's a tough guy. So I don't know if that's it. But you're right. If he maybe be hit shy. So here's my thing. Right, I disagree with you on one thing.
Uh-huh.
That he should play at the end of the year. I mean, the season is probably going to be over. I'm with you on the reps. Reps are valuable. But what are we playing for? And then reps in November, December. Are they going to transfer to 9 months later or 8 months later in August? Are those reps in December going to transfer? You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I think
it's more tape to watch, though.
Let them get healthy.
Yeah.
You let them watch. Let them get healthy. Let them work on the off season and come back strong. You know, this is maybe he got to think about it a little bit. You know, maybe he got too. I don't know. Maybe he got big headed.
I don't think it has nothing to do with his character or personality, man. I don't think it got nothing to do. I think he's just pressing and trying to do too much. That's it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-098. Let's go to Tony out in Southern Maryland. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, brother. How you doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. I'm just like you, very much similar to you. I have taken my lumps. I'm 62 in the schoolyard for this team. Plus, I traveled with the military. So, defending my team in other areas has been quite challenging. But this area, to give you a little of the old history, and I'm sure you're very familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
This area is very, very, very quick to dump on their quarterbacks. I mean, I remember growing up, the Kilmer, the Theismann, Mark Rippon. Whenever they'd have a bad game, this town seems to freak out and want to throw them under the bus. Enough said there. I agree 100%. His injury was to his non-throwing arm. He was being tackled, and he put his arm down to brace himself, dislocated elbow. Let's see what they say. If there's surgery, then he's definitely out. The season is not over until the last.
I think we might have lost Tony there. He was cooking with that one. I agree, though, man. Like, this is my whole point, and I feel like my biggest concern right now with Jaden Daniels is actually not about – like, I have the utmost confidence – that he will get back to what we saw last year in terms of being willing to hang in there, taking the profit, not getting greedy. I have the utmost confidence he will get back to that. My concern with him, if there is any concern, and the concern is minimal, I would add, about his on-field stuff. My only concern and the thing that makes me nervous is the durability piece. He's not going to be able to get into the rhythm he needs to get into if he's in and out of the lineup. Playing 2 games, missing 3, right? Playing the game, being out for a quarter, right? Like that, it's hard to build continuity that way. I also think there's a responsibility that Cliff Kingsbury shares in this. I totally feel that way. There is a responsibility that Cliff Kingsbury shares in this. And to me, we're at a spot right now where Cliff has to help him out. Now, I will say this about Sunday Night Football. The big talking point that we kept bringing up came out and threw 7 straight times. They were quick passing game passes, though. It's not like he's just 7-step dropping them to start the game. They, and I don't agree with this mentality, they didn't feel like they could run the football against them because Seattle's got the best run defense in football. So how do you supplement your run game? You supplement it with a quick passing game. But there are other times throughout this game and throughout the season where the protection plans don't make sense, where the pressure plans don't make sense. There's one play in particular from Sunday Night Football. They're running a long developing route. And I think we have a cut of Kurt Warner talking about this. There was a long developing concept. I believe it was like a third down. And there is a edge rusher, a real 270-pound defensive end. Washington's pressure plan was to have the tight end and the running back block the defensive end. And Bill was the running back. He gave a half-ass chip, and it basically ended up in this guy running scot-free, not allowing Jayden Daniels to hang in there long enough for this long developing route to come to fruition. That's where, to me, Cliff Kingsbury has to wear some of this. I'm ready for a personality change on offense. I am tired of the offense functioning this way. I am. It's to the point to me where, like, it's very college-like. Not saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm okay with having some of those college concepts and principles, but there also needs to be some pro elements to it in terms of protecting him, getting him under center, running downhill, using play action, things that help out a young quarterback. We're not seeing it enough. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take another timeout when we come back. I want to run through these calls. Plus, Kurt Warner gave some pretty sobering thoughts on the job that Cliff Kingsbury is doing to protect one Jayden Daniels. That's next here on the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number. What we're chewing on right now is this. Any concerns with Jayden Daniels moving forward from a durability standpoint, from a performance standpoint? And what's your thoughts on that? Plus, here's the big question that, to me, is now on deck. When he is cleared, because I do not believe that this is going to be something that knocks him out for the remainder of the season. When he is cleared, should he return back to the lineup, even if they're out of playoff contention? My answer to that question is yes. I think the issues that are arising on tape are a byproduct of him not getting enough reps, of him not having enough time on task, point blank period. So yes, when he is able and ready, I would put him back out there just so he can build some positive momentum heading into the offseason. Eric wants to chime in. What's going on, Eric?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Hello?
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, Eric from D.C. I just want to say, if Jayden is healthy in 3-4 weeks and the team is still got playoffs hope, let him play. But if not, sit him. Sit him for the rest of the year.
What does he get out of sitting is my question. What is the benefit of that? You want him not to get hurt?
Not get hurt. Not even risk it. We know what he could do.
Yeah. I feel it. Are you at all concerned about his durability moving forward then? I would assume yes.
I'm a little bit concerned about his durability. I got to be real, but I'm more concerned about the offense and the scheme. I don't like that he's not under center. He could easily do bootlegs better from under center and stuff like that.
I think we saw it on Sunday night too.
Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right.
It's interesting, Eric. I appreciate you as always. So real quick, to Eric's point about the scheme not always being conducive for success for Jayden Daniels, here is Kurt Warner giving some pretty sobering thoughts on the plan that Cliff Kingsbury puts in place.
Put this one on here because this is the kind of stuff that I can't stand. Okay? I can't stand it. Tell me what we're doing here. Okay? So this guy here is a defensive end. He's a defensive end. And what we're going to do here is we're going to chip him with the tight end and we're going to maybe chip him with the back. And then we're going to release these two guys and we're not even going to block him. So all we're doing is chipping him while we're waiting for somebody to run a double post over combination. And this is all we're doing to a defensive end. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? Look at this guy. This is a rush end. This stuff blows my mind. We are running a deep concept right here, and we're going to chip a defensive end and then let him go on the quarterback. So what is the quarterback supposed to think? Am I hot off of this guy because we're not blocking him the whole time? And then I can just dump it to one of these guys? Okay. I mean, if you're going to tell him that, but this guy's going to come every time. So you're going to be hot every time.
Just a small, in some small insight into the protection plans that have popped up this year for Washington. And we've seen blown protections several times throughout the year. I just, right now at this point, I love Cliff. I think Cliff means well. I think Cliff is an innovative play designer. I just don't know. There's this finesse style that Washington is playing with right now offensively, and I want him to be tougher. I want him to be able to lean on their run game. I want to mimic the Buffalo Bills, man. That's the offense that I want to emulate. I want to emulate Buffalo. I want to get a James Cook. I want to be able to go under center with my rushing attack, and I want to be able to punch people in the face. But Buffalo's also made significant investments to their offensive line. Right? They drafted Osiris Torrance. Big, huge, mauling offensive line. They got their tackle tandem in place with Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins. Right? Connor McGovern comes over from Dallas a couple of years ago, and he has been the guy anchoring the middle of their defense. I want more, and Doc Walker always puts it the best, man. We're like this jazz ensemble. I want to be a rock band. We're smooth and classical. I want to punch people in the face offensively. And I'm not doing some tough guy cliche football. You know, tough guy cliche football talk radio. It's not at all what I'm trying to do. Their play action pass game, their lack of a play action pass game, I think is hurting Jaden Daniels. He can look and you can have more continuity offensively and move the football more consistently if there were some philosophic changes to what you want to do offensively. But they want to live in shotgun. They want to live in pistol. And they want to throw the ball all around the yard. That is who Cliff is at his core. If we're worried about our quarterback staying healthy, why not put him in less high-leverage situations to where he's not given the option to scramble? Or at least if he's going to scramble, it's a scramble to the sideline on a boot, so on and so forth. Let's get Rick and Laura. What's up, Rick?
Morning time. Oop, that's good. Wait a minute. I'm not used to calling in the evening. Look here. I talked to Doc early last year, and I said I didn't see the team getting 3 wins. I guess I was a year late. But, no, I don't think he should play the rest of the season because, look at it, ribs, you got arm, both legs pretty much because that hamstring going to flare up again. Knee. So what else? Yeah, his throwing arm is fine. But it just looks like he's going to get broken up, man. So, I mean, I hope we do well, but I every time he moves or somebody hit him, I just think he's going to crack. So, hey, man, I don't think he should play.
That's fair. Appreciate the call. Let's go to, Michelle, I haven't heard from you in weeks. Michelle from Section 124. What's going on? How are you?
Hi, Linnell, and I suffered in Section 124 on Sunday, quite, and then I about cried when he stuck his arm out. I'm a medical person.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who you are. If you stick your arm out when you fall like that, you're going to break a bone, dislocate your wrist.
Something.
You're going to do something because those bones are very narrow, and everybody's arm, all I thought was roll, Jaden, but he didn't. Roll on your shoulder. You're not going to break it.
Yeah.
But at any rate. That's my medical opinion on that. So, yes, do I think I'm disappointed in the offensive line. I'm disappointed in a lot of things. However, I saw him in L.A. I was in SoFi, not in Section 124, but I was at the Chargers game. And he looked like amazing, you know, as you got into that second quarter. But he had Terry. He had everybody out there. But he looked like a different quarterback. Maybe they were some way not as good defensively.
Yeah.
I think Seattle is the top of the league, truthfully.
Yes. They look like the best team in the conference right now.
He was afraid. You know, he doesn't want to throw an interception. So what he does is if he doesn't see it clear, I think he tucks and runs and tries to run it out.
And, Michelle, you're hitting it right on the head. You're hitting it spot on. That's my problem, though. is he's not seeing it clear. I'm concerned about how we get that bad habit to go away, because we've seen it a couple of different times here this year. But to your point, as many bad signs as we've seen from Jaden, we've seen twice as many good. So overall, big picture, I'm not concerned. I think he's still going to be the long-term answer. I'm just addressing the here and now, and the here and now to me is he's not playing very well, and I want to see him get more opportunities to correct course when he is healthy.
Yeah, I think the idea you said, they have to protect him better. The offensive line was supposed to be beefed up. It's a big disappointment.
Yeah.
And I have no answers. I'm not real good technically with it, but they cannot keep – he was hit 50% of the snap. He kept getting hit.
Yeah.
I left the stadium eventually. I was suffering. I said, get him out of there, because I knew what was going to happen. And then it happened like a couple minutes later.
Yeah.
It's like I felt I had, you know, that vision of it's going to happen. And it happened.
And it happens. It's a tough pill to swallow.
I'm glad it's his non-throwing arm. That is good. And just anybody else on the line, just roll. If you happen to trip and fall, don't put your arm out.
Trying to give real medical advice here, Michelle. I appreciate you.
I know, because I just had employee broke her wrist doing the same thing in a garden.
Jeez.
It was like.
Appreciate you as always, Miss Michelle. We will hear from you soon. 301-230-0980 is the number. And what do you? I didn't want to move. Let's hit a break. If you're on the line, stay there. Really good interview coming up here. Nikki Javala of The Athletic. Got the chance to talk with her earlier this afternoon. Another person that doesn't have skin in the game, just super honest in her analysis of what she's seeing. She'll join us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
301-230-0980 is the number here on a Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham alongside Anthony Haney. Taking it up to 7 o'clock. New edition of Nell's Super Six Pack comes your way in the 6 o'clock hour. But right now, though, I want to let you hear my conversation with Commanders beat writer for The Athletic, Nikki Javala. Always excited to catch up with our pal Nikki Javala from The Athletic. Make sure you check out her work in The Athletic. Always doing a great job. I should call you the Nostradamus, Nikki, of Washington Commanders football, because it feels like you called and predicted this season to a T. Do you know who I'm going to marry, my friend?
Can't help you there. I never figured it out for myself. So, yeah.
appreciate you making some time. Just looking big picture right now at this group and where things currently stand, what are you looking for here in the final 8 or 9 games of the season here?
Yeah, great question. I guess more to see that they haven't given up yet, yeah. And I don't think they would do that, this group. I mean, they still play all 4 quarters when they're out there. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to see them with all the injuries, the losses, like that takes a mental toll on anybody, you know, and right. they – I mean, to be at this point and you're really only at the halfway point of the season, that's tough. So you want to see them still fight through things. And then, you know, if that's, I mean, yeah, it'd be great to see some progress. Like yeah. all the changes they say they're going to make, you know, all the improvements they know they need to make. You know, it's been sort of week after week of we're going to clean it up. And then you see the same thing, if not worse, on game day. So you would like to see them start cleaning it up. Otherwise, it's going to be a pretty ugly off season again.
Yeah,
those are probably the two biggest things. They got a gauntlet at the end of their season. Yes. I mean, with 4 divisional games to close it out. They still go to Minnesota. They still got the Lions. They got the Broncos after their bye. Like, it's still a tough schedule.
Yes, it is. And I think I agree with you. That's probably the thing I'm looking at, too, is the competitive spirit going to remain. And I'm right on board with you. I think this group plays for DQ. Doesn't seem like a situation where he's lost the locker room. I just think they're really not playing well right now, and maybe, you know, they're just not that good from a personnel standpoint. Looking at this thing from a 1,000-foot view, is it fair to say that maybe they overestimated how good they were coming out of last year, or do you think this is a byproduct, really, of just being ravaged by injury? Because I think I could hear both sides.
Yeah, I could definitely hear both sides. I think, I mean, you look back at last season, I still don't hate the Marshawn Lattimore trade, just because they needed to fortify that position anyway. The question I still have is, do they really think Marshawn Lattimore was still the lockdown receiver he was 5 years ago? Because even before his hamstring injury that he had at the time when they did the trade, I didn't feel like he was still that player. I felt like he had sort of lost a step. So I don't, maybe their view of him was different than mine coming in, yeah. But I didn't hate the trade itself. And yes, they were 7-2 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
7-2. Yeah.
So I just,
it's the fact that they doubled down on it though. Like that's where I think it kind of looks
Debo,
bad. Well, with bringing him back this year. And I guess that conversation kind of goes to, well, we gave up capital for him. It would look silly on our part if we cut ties.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give him a chance. I don't mind that. I don't think you make a trade like that and give up assets and not give it a fair trade. Otherwise, it's just you're just throwing away picks. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And I think the Laremy Tunsil trade was smart. They've another position they've needed to fortify for the longest time, and he's actually had a good season.
Yeah.
So I like that one. I don't – the Debo one, I mean, they really didn't lose anything in trading for him. I just didn't like – I don't agree that he could have ever been a number two. That's not what he is. You know, he's not a true number two. He's not a true number three. He's more of a – he's a playmaker. And to ever even, like, frame it as, you know, he's going to play more. He's going to be a number two. He's never been that in his career, and he wasn't that this season. He hasn't been this season anyway. My biggest issue coming in was you know, you look at the receiver depth, even when all three are healthy, I don't, and that was a big reason I predicted them to go 8-9 is we saw what it was like without Terry and Noah throughout season and training camp, but it was not good.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they thought their depth there was going to be okay.
Yeah. Looking at a big picture here with the young guys, that to me is going to really tell the story of one, how this rebuild concludes and how it progresses here. I know it's, you want to give draft classes at least really, Nikki, like 2 to 3 years to really fully develop before you have these overarching indictments on them, but the early returns, that's the bigger problem right now to me, is the early returns on their draft picks from this year and last year are just simply not good enough. How confident are you? How many guys would you say out of that crop of picks do you think are going to be long-term building blocks here? And we know not everybody's drafted to be a star either.
Sure. No, absolutely. And that's a great question because I've wondered that myself. Is like, I look at Mikey and Kwan, and Kwan obviously was drafted by Ron. But, you know, last year, him and Mikey had a really solid season. And I think anybody would look at them and like, be like, yeah, they're part of that young core. Right. They're building blocks for the future, along with Jaden, right? You know, they re-signed Sam Cosmi, another core piece. Mikey and Kwan have had not good seasons, you know? And, like, we asked Quinn about this quite a lot, and he was talking about how both kind of get in that mode where they're sort of pressing. You know, the defense is always playing from behind.
Right.
They want to make those big plays, but to me, it's kind of baffling that you see that at this point in their careers. And maybe it was just they were playing so well last season that they never felt that need to press. They were never in a bind, so to speak, like they are oftentimes now with this defense. So it gets exposed a bit more. But if those two are going in the wrong direction developmentally, that to me is an issue.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. So that's where I feel like, you know, obviously Jaden is the centerpiece of this team and should be, and I still think he's great. I just don't know who else is moving along with him.
Yeah, it's a really honest assessment of where things currently stand with this group. And, you know, the ones that are going to get me are the 3 second-round picks that you had all in the top 100, Mikey, Ben Sinnott, and then Jerzon Newton. When you just look at who they – and it's easy to do this, I guess. Play Monday morning general manager, I guess is what you call it. You pass up on Cooper DeJean, Kamari Lassiter, Braden Fisk, Edgerrin Cooper, guys that could have really solidified this defense, and those dudes happen to be playing at a borderline Pro Bowl level right now. So it definitely is a tough pill to swallow. Going to Jaden, I don't know if you've been on social media this morning. I wrote a book and a post, basically, Nikki, just kind of, you know, transcribing what Kurt Warner was breaking down on tape yesterday in his study ball series that he does. And he took a really honest assessment and look at Jaden Daniels. And, you know, the regression is a strong word, and it has this negative connotation over it. But it looked like a guy specifically against Seattle, and I think there were – other moments where you've seen this as well, that just doesn't, one, either's not trusting what he's seeing, and then two, I wonder how much the injuries have taken a toll on him mentally in terms of, Nikki, his willingness to stand in there in the pocket, making the throw, knowing he's going to get hit. And the crazy part about it, and to see the stark contrast, this is what he was really good at last year, was hanging in there, playing on time, getting to the top of the drop and the ball coming out. I'm not of the belief that the personnel at wide receiver is making him do this, because I think guys are getting open, and these are the receivers he had all throughout camp, Nikki. So that to me is the biggest worry spot for me right now, is that he is injured, and this is all to me a byproduct of him not getting enough reps. And if he's going to continue to get hurt, you're going to continue to see this problem reoccur. If he comes back and is cleared, I think he should play. Your assessment on where things stand with the quarterback, and if you've wanted to know if you've seen any of the banter on social media to this point.
Yeah, no, I watched Kurt Warner's thing, and I'm, you know, I will never question Kurt Warner's judgment at the quarterback position. You know,
right.
Who am I to question?
That's how I given, feel, you know?
Given his experience.
Right.
I will say, I do think it's hard to separate or to isolate just him from all the other fantastic variables that are going on. Like, the injuries, not just to him, but across the roster. I mean, he was pressured, what, 20 times in the last game, which I think is the most of in a while.
Yeah. Most of his career.
Yeah. That would be an issue, I would think, at the position. Yeah. I don't think the receivers are getting open is the problem. And I think that that group has changed quite a bit. It isn't the same group that he's worked with since the start of camp. Really, it's been Jalen Lane that he's worked with since camp. But, you know, Jalen wasn't getting full-time ones in camp. And they've moved in. Robbie Chosen was the first receiver for a game. I mean, they had Tay Martin for the first game. Like, it's been a rotating cast every week. I mean, I went back and looked. He is Jaden Daniels didn't play a single snap with the full starting offense this season. It's been 8 games. Like, he hasn't played one snap with Cosme at right guard, Terry and Noah at receiver, Debo out there. Like, he has not played one snap with that group fully together. And that's got to be very difficult as a quarterback. Then you throw in you're facing tougher defenses than you did last year. So I think saying it's a regression, and I'm not trying to come off as homers or to say it, you know, to defend anybody or anything in this. It's just, I think the full context matters.
Yes.
And it's hard to just isolate him in all these scenarios because there's so much that's involved. It's tough.
I think it's a fair point. It's something that we'll be, you know, discussing, it feels like, for the remainder of the season. If he does come back, I think it would definitely serve him to play well. Can I get one more from you on the way out here? Just looking big picture on the defense, are you surprised at the lack of resources that they poured in to that side of the football, specifically up front, knowing what a Dan Quinn and Joe Witt scheme needs to function, that being a disruptor up front and someone that can consistently impact the quarterback?
A bit, but that's where you're feeling the injuries the most. I mean, to lose 3 defensive ends, your top pass rusher, your top run defender, like, that's tough. I think the part that's concerning is the second level has not been good. You know, it's an older roster, and they oftentimes look old. And that's not great. But then I go back to, you know, the back end where they do have some good young pieces, talented players that are just not playing well. I think Trey Amos is having a good season. But like Mikey and Quan are it's been up and down with them. I'm still surprised that they did not sign him, and it is like a more marquee pass rusher going in. And Von Miller is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's still getting pressures, but he's 36 and he's not Von Miller of Super Bowl 50 anymore, you know? And they've needed a marquee pass rush for quite some time, because when you get down to this level, it's like, who is their biggest threat, you know?
Nobody, really.
Exactly.
Like. Tough spot to be in. Nikki, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.